Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Chance for storms today, otherwise a blend of clouds and sun. Highs around 90, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 61. High temperatures reach up to 89 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Daytime highs approaching 86, Sunday with a slight chance of thunderstorms. 83, a mix of clouds and sun Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The school board in Emporia subsidized the cost of free and reduced meals for the second year. Julio Flores has more.
Students who qualify for free and reduced price meals will receive them at no cost to their families. And the board's decision supports the district's commitment to ensuring that every student has access to nutritious meals and overall well-being. There were 4,400 children on meal plans last year, and just over 480 qualified for reduced meals. I'm Julio Flores.
A Reno County Public Works employee died this week in an accident near Pretty Prairie. The Kansas Highway Patrol said the accident happened Wednesday on eastbound Pretty Prairie Road, just east of High Point Road, about 4 miles east of Kansas Highway 11. Officers said 49-year-old David Service of Arlington was a passenger in the Public Works vehicle that was striping county roads east on Pretty Prairie Road. And Service was the superintendent of the Reno County Public Works Road and Bridge Division. The investigation into the accident is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced $380,000 has been awarded to 40 Kansas counties in the first round of Rural Opportunity Zone local marketing grants. The funds are intended to help counties market the unique Rural Opportunity Zone financial incentives that are available to new residents, which includes student loan repayment assistance and/or 100% state income tax credit. Counties that have annually contributed and supported the matching requirement of the program will receive between $5,000 and $15,000 to better support and promote their program. And funding will assist the counties and local partner organizations as they develop customized marketing strategies best suited for their communities. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the Rural Opportunity Zone Marketing Grant will provide support to showcase each community's potential to be that perfect place for someone relocating to Kansas. The awarded funds can be used for initiatives such as creating or improving a community's rural opportunity zone marketing approach to highlight the opportunities for relocation, creating a new promotional relocation video, or supporting a talent recruitment campaign at colleges and universities. Director of the Office of Rural Prosperity, Tricia Purden, said communities will now have the financial resources to market their rural communities to people looking to move to rural Kansas. The awards are granted based on the county's annual sponsorship of the Rural Opportunity Zone. It's a sign of the season, political campaigning and the posting of campaign signs, and the Kansas Department of Transportation again reminds the public that all political campaign signs or billboards are prohibited from being placed on state highway right-of-way. By law, all right-of-way on state highways is exclusively for public highway purposes. Only regulatory guide signs and warning signs placed by the Kansas Department of Transportation are allowed on the 9,500-mile state highway system. The Kansas Department of Transportation has jurisdiction over all interstate, Kansas, and U.S. routes. When the Kansas Department of Transportation maintenance crews find political signs on state highway right-of-way, the signs will be removed immediately and without notice. and all such signs will then be taken to the closest Kansas Department of Transportation sub-area office. Political campaign signs not retrieved from the sub-area offices will be disposed of after the election. Political campaign advertising is allowed on private property bordering state right-of-way. However, people placing signs on private property must first obtain permission from the property owner. A state law passed in 2015 related to placement of campaign signs on city or county-owned right-of-way does not apply to state highway right-of-way. Anyone placing signs on city streets or county road right-of-ways should consult the local jurisdiction on any of their rules. Summer is ending, however, there's no end in sight to law enforcement's crackdown on impaired driving. So this Labor Day holiday, the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Drive to Zero Coalition, and law enforcement are urging drivers to think twice before driving drunk or high. Enforcement for the If You Feel Different, You Drive Different, Drive High, Get a DUI safety campaign started on August 14th and will run through September 2nd. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, 67 people died in 2023 Kansas crashes involving an alcohol-impaired driver. And while this was a decrease from 95 deaths in 2022, people sustaining serious injuries in alcohol-related crashes increased last year. Those convicted of impaired driving will face stiff penalties, hefty financial consequences, and time in jail. So you should take charge, designate a sober driver, use ride shares, take public transportation, or stay home. The Drive to Zero Coalition is spreading the word about education and enforcement mobilization to help reduce impaired driving crashes and fatalities. With Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, saying the bottom line is if you are impaired, you should not be driving because you place yourself, your occupants, and anyone else you encounter along the road at risk. And remember, every DUI victim is someone's loved one. For more information about drunk driving and drug driving, you can visit trafficsafetymarketing.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation has closed the eastbound driving lane on I-70 near mile marker 117 in Trigo County, and this closure is necessary because of safety concerns regarding the structure carrying 150th Avenue over the interstate. The bridge has been hit numerous times by above-height loads and is currently closed to traffic. A project to remove the bridge is planned for this fall, and the speed limit has been reduced to 60 miles per hour through this area of I-70. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Kevin Zimmer at 785-261-6132 or email kevin.zimmer@ks.gov. In Nebraska news, a southeast Nebraska man, 36-year-old Quentin Teeters, pled not guilty Thursday and waived his preliminary hearing in Saline County Court after being accused of keeping drugs in reach of children. Judge Linda Bauer set his case to district court. The Saline County Sheriff's Office reported that Teeters, a sex offender, had failed to update the Nebraska Sex Offender Registry on his whereabouts. And on July 5th, authorities went to a home in Wilbur looking for him, where deputies found Teeters in the basement and arrested him. According to court documents, on a nearby coffee table, they saw a glass vial with methamphetamine, so they searched the home and found multiple bags of methamphetamine and pipes with meth residue. Deputies said four children lived in the home, which court documents describe as a filthy drug house, as deputies found dog feces smeared all over the floor of two rooms, along with moldy food and drinks throughout the home. Authorities also arrested a woman, 32-year-old Courtney Conley, at the home, and she's been charged with child abuse and possession of a controlled substance. Her preliminary hearing is scheduled for August 27th. Teeters faces three felonies in the case, and they are violating the Sex Offender Registry Act, child abuse, and possession of a controlled substance. He'll be arraigned in Saline County District Court on October 2nd. On Tuesday, a man was arrested for a stabbing that happened last month at a Central Lincoln gas station. According to court records, 32-year-old Brandon Woodside was charged with second-degree assault, and a Lancaster County judge set Woodside's bond at $225,000. He must pay $2,500 to be released from jail. The stabbing happened after an argument over a mutual relationship on July 13th at around 1:30 p.m. at the U-Stop near 27th Street and Capitol Parkway. According to the arrest affidavit, Woodside had pulled out a knife and chased the victim around the U-Stop, eventually stabbing the victim in the back. The victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. By the time officers arrived, Woodside had left the area, so an arrest warrant was issued, and he was taken into custody on Tuesday. According to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, a Nebraska inmate, 69-year-old Dwayne Schreiner, died on Wednesday morning at the Reception and Treatment Center. He was in the prison's skilled nursing facility. Schreiner had been in prison since 1983 after being sentenced in Gosper County to 60 to 150 years for burglary, second-degree sexual assault, and use of a firearm to commit a felony. He was also serving a one-year sentence for escape in Lancaster County. A grand jury will investigate Schreiner's death, as is required by Nebraska law. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just after 10 a.m. on Thursday in Norton County, a 2001 Ford Explorer, driven by 29-year-old Melanie A. Cotton of Lenora, was southbound on U.S. 283, 2.5 miles south of Norton. The SUV traveled off of the roadway to the right, returned to the road, crossed the center line, and the driver then overcorrected, and the SUV rolled multiple times, coming to rest in the northbound lane. EMS transported a passenger identified as 20-year-old Sangue R. Montes of Lenora to the Norton County Hospital, where he died. EMS also transported Melanie Cotton and a second passenger, 75-year-old Betty L. Cotton of Lenora, to the Norton County Hospital. Montes was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just after 8:30 p.m. on Thursday in Phillips County, a 2009 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by 18-year-old Hayden J. Gottstein of Logan was westbound on Kansas 9, approximately 6 miles west of U.S. 183, when the motorcycle struck a deer that entered the roadway. The motorcycle came to rest in the eastbound lane facing south, and EMS transported Gottstein to the Phillips County Hospital. He was not wearing a helmet, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development meeting that was held on Tuesday, August 13th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Amy Levine. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Curtis Evely, Dale Jacobson, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the executive director, Dallas Goslin, and Amy Levine, the administrative assistant. And the July meeting minutes were approved. The director, Mr. Goslin, provided a child care update regarding project proposals, nonprofit advancements, and regulation of decision-making, and advised that progress was being made on a location, the details of which are still being refined. Regarding the east site development, Dallas notified the board that the easement deed has been resolved and that they are only waiting on the Kansas Department of Health and Environment approval to move forward. He also advised that he had an engineering meeting relative to the east site development and that soon they will be opening requests for proposals. The director then notified the board that the reorganization of the Norton Development Corporation had been completed. Dallas advised the board that he has plans to secure architect funding relative to the proposed childcare facility. Finally, there was a discussion regarding the NRP, or Neighborhood Revitalization Plan, in which Dallas advised the board that he and Aaron Hale had an informational presentation where they explained the program and its details with the USD 211 school board. Continued conversations with other taxation districts will occur. With no questions regarding the director's report and no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:21 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 2 p.m., and then it should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 90 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become east in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 61 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northeast after midnight. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 89. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 63. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 86. And on Sunday night, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m., otherwise it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 63. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with the weather forecast on Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 84. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 90. And on Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 89. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is northwest at 15 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.13, and the dew point is 61 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:18 and time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580WIW in Topeka on Wednesday and talked about Ball State transfer safety Jordan Riley being the potential leader for K-State on defense.
Look, I think Jordan Riley, the incoming safety, is going to be really, really important. And Marquis Siegel appears to be set to have a great second season at Kansas State. I think the safeties are elite from everything I'm hearing about Jordan Riley. We know B.J. Payne, and Siegel really settled in as the season went on. You're right about this defense because everyone's so excited to see Avery Johnson and Dylan Edwards and the new receiving core and Gittens, of course, and who's going to replace Sennett. Fans love to talk about the offense, but quietly the defense might be the better side of the ball right now. Well, it is right now, but this season overall it could be for Kansas State, and I think the offense is going to be pretty good, but there's something about this defensive makeup I'm really liking.
Kansas State begins the season Saturday, August 31st at home against UT Martin. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
From the land of Kansas, the State Trademark Program promotes products grown, raised, and produced in Kansas. Look for the logo at farmers markets and grocery stores to recognize Kansas products. Finding products is easy with shopfromthelandofkansas.com, where you can order Kansas-made goods online. When you shop Kansas, you support local companies and your community. Shopfromthelandofkansas.com.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.